Prospero's Cell, A Guide to the Landscape and Manners of the Island of Corfu by Lawrence Durrell. Read by Daniel Piri. A Greekish isle, and the most pleasant place that ever our eyes beheld for the exercise of a solitary and contemplative life. In our travels many times, falling into dangers and unpleasant places, this only island would be the place where we would wish ourselves to end our lives. Anthony Shirley, His Persian Adventure, 1601. Preface. This book was composed in Alexandria after the fall of Greece and my own escape into Egypt via Crete. A mixture of piety and overwhelming nostalgia motivated me to set down what I knew about the island which had for several years been my home, and which in those dark winters of 1941 to 1942 seemed a place I would never see again in this life. One felt this about the whole of Europe at that time, so overwhelming were the victories of the German armies and so feeble the response of the socialist-torn democracies. And even if we succeeded in beating Hitler after a 15-year war, what then? Europe had had it, and with Europe, Greece as well. As for this brilliant little speck of an island in the Ionian, what future could one predict for it? It was then the daily target of the Italian Air Force. I set about trying to memorize its beauties before they faded from my mind and ceased to spur the poems I was then writing. In Alexandria, a hospitable Greek businessman made me free of an excellent library of reference books. And I used his books, not so much as crutches, but as provocations to memory, correcting myself by this precious information.